Did you miss me?
I always miss you, Aaron.
Aw, that's adorable.
Is that it? Is your intro over?
That was my intro. Yeah.
Oh, was that from something, or you just wanted to know? You just wanted to have some feelings.
I just wanted to have some feelings. I wanted to get in touch with my softer side.
Yeah, I do miss you, Aaron. But it doesn't really, it's not really different. You living in Texas and you living in Chicago for me, though.
No, but as far as, you know, we haven't been on the air for a while, and I heard a lot of rumblings that people really missed hearing us talk.
Yeah, from who?
I don't want to name names, but people...
I want to name names so we can talk about, because they're the ones that are listening. We want to talk about their teams.
Well, you know, there was... someone posted 2 weeks ago, like, what was more disappointing, something about that or not, or no rankings versus no pod. I think that was Myers.
Daniel is a very needy guy that wants all his content but won't provide anything for the league. He called us out 2 weeks ago, and then when you told me that you couldn't do yours, I said, Daniel, you want a pod this week? Join me tonight, otherwise there's no pod. I don't want to hear you bitch about it. That's how I took care of that.
And he
politely declined. No, he said he wasn't qualified for it, but I said, you're a contender and you're a multi-champion. You're perfectly qualified for it, but he said he couldn't do it tonight, which I don't believe either. But
all right, well, I talked to Weitzman earlier the week. He said he missed the pod, but he also said he didn't listen to the first one, so I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah,
I know Turbo is always good for a pod. He's always excited for it.
That's true.
Like Costa always likes it.
I feel like I woke up Joey's team by my rant week one, whenever it was, and now his team looks locked in. After giving me a whooping.
I wouldn't say it's a lot, but yeah, that's a good transition. Let's talk about the league in general. Let's just go like division by division. Let's go by each division. So let's, so mentioning Weitzman's team, let's talk about the division you're in to start.
Yeah, and before the season started, would you have thought that this division would have been shaping up like this, as far as just like
no
dominant team and not a lot of points being scored and
no, crazy. But you know what? I think most people know my good friend Chris was in town last weekend. He plays in fantasy but doesn't really pay attention at all. And he's in a league where the team was auto drafted. He's never logged in, and he's 4-0.
Nice.
So that can show you how much luck can play. And I told him. I knew my response was, well, it looks like I have a bunch of wasted hours that I spend on this. But that, you know, so yeah, would I have guessed that division would be playing out like it is? No, not at all. Like, if you look at the total top point getters for the entire league right now, the top four are in my division.
And the last place team in your division is 3 points away from the first place team in our division. Crazy.
So, yeah. But,
Yeah, it's not blown wide open either. Like, I know Josh and Turb have yet to win. And I personally hope to keep Turb out of the win column this week. But they're not like dead in the water based on, you know, how poor this division is. They just got to start clicking sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I mean, Myers is off to a hot start, you know, in his division. But, you know, if you look at his victory points, he's only got 10. And he's got 4 wins. So that's 2 wins where he wasn't in the top half of the league that he got. So, you know, those things all have a tendency to balance each other out as the season goes on. So, you know, in fact, the only person who has enough points to match with the wins every week is your team, actually. 2 wins and 6 points.
Cause my team has been week 1 and week 3, I was second highest scorer. And then weeks 2 and 4, I couldn't even crack 100. So I'm like boom or bust city here. And it's really frustrating because those weeks where I put up all the points, I'm feeling confident, I'm making moves, thinking that I know what I'm doing, and then I lay curd on the fantasy landscape. It's frustrating, and it's hard for me to really get into it because I feel like any week I can drop a turd.
But so, you know what? I mean, to talk about it in generalization, I mean, that's kind of what's going on here. Like, you know, a lot of top draft picks are not performing at all. There's no dominant, you know, all those top running backs that were being drafted, they're not performing. Top receivers are not performing. I know, I think the only person who's, you know, who's going to go out there and have a game up until today was Cooper Kupp, and now he's laying an egg. So it's a season of inconsistencies right now. So I really think that this is a season where anything is possible. Who's winning now might not be who's winning 3 months from now.
And that was the same case as last year. Josh's team, I think, got out of the gate slow last year, and he just got hot at the end of the year.
Josh literally limped into the playoffs because, yeah, if I remember correctly, Deontay Johnson, like, shat the bed the last week, and Weitzman didn't win a game, and it allowed Josh to get into the playoffs and then allowed Josh to beat me in the finals.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. How are you going to feel when you make it to the championship 3 years in a row and lose?
I mean, that's an accomplishment in and of itself. No one's made it 3 years in a row, right?
Yeah, I think we went over this last year. I think it only was done one other time.
Ooh, someone made it. It was Mita. Yeah. He lost the first time and won the second
and then
time.
Won, yeah.
So nobody's made it 3 years in a row. I mean, I literally can be the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Hey, the Buffalo Bills might win it all this year.
Yes, but I'm just saying that, you know, everyone rags on the Buffalo Bills for losing those four Super Bowls in a row, but they made four Super Bowls in a row. Like, that's unheard of, you know. Not even the golden boy Tom Brady has done that. So it's, you know, it's still an accomplishment, even though you have nothing to show for it.
Is that what you're hanging your hat on?
Yeah, I can't hang it on any of the trophies, so I'll hang it on that.
All right. So, yeah, my division, I was looking at Daniel's team, and, you know, last time we talked, I said his team, he was like the front runner, and then now Fields is kind of taking over, and then he had Montgomery go down. But even before Montgomery got injured, there was no way that both of those guys were going to go off, because Fields most likely was going to vulture Montgomery's touchdowns. And that kind of, before he got hurt, to me, holds back Daniel's team, because he's two of his best players, potential best players, weren't going to be able to both go off in each week. Now he's got the whole situation. It's probably better for him now, because now Fields can probably will get a few more rushing touchdowns. I feel it's wide open. And I had mentioned that Joey's team was kind of coming into its own. He's got two really good quarterbacks. And I think when we first started this, the season first started, we mentioned that he might have the two of the top quarterbacks. And Kyler Murray is an absolute stud. And Hurts is basically a running back that throws the ball, because he's running all over the field, and the teams are giving it to him. I don't know why. I feel like every play, every time I see him play, they're like, there's huge holes for him to run in or whatnot, but scramble out of. But he's got a bunch of no-name running backs that don't turn you on. But I mean, now he's got James Robinson's got his that RB1 role again, and you know, it feels like he can just plug and play some guys. And DJ Moore, who I had last year, he's dead to me because he was awful last year. Looks like a stud, and yeah, he's got some issues, but I don't see anyone.
He's got a lot of issues. I mean, I think you named the top players, but there's question marks behind everything else.
Yeah,
Beckham, Ayuk, I think Ayuk's gonna come on. He came on late in the season last year. Deepo's getting all the attention right now. I think he'll be better, but Beckham's past his prime. I think his days are over. It's name. It's name only. If he wasn't Odell Beckham, you wouldn't even be drafting him, let alone putting him in your lineup. And Kyle Pitts is just a disappointment right now. So he's got a lot of strong pieces and a lot of weak pieces, and it's gonna be hard to be consistent.
Yeah, you mentioned Ayuk. When Kittle went down last year and missed all those games, that's when he stepped up. And the way Kittle plays, he's not going to last this whole season. So I agree with you that Ayuk will probably end up benefiting from Kittle's freakishly aggressive way of playing football and always looks like he's getting bent into a pencil every time he catches the ball or gets a target, if that matter. And who knows, you don't even realize all the stuff he does when he's blocking. I'm pretty sure it's way too physical for him to stay healthy.
Yeah.
So a quarter of the way through the season, who do you you got anybody that's gonna stand out that might run away
in
with this or
in your division?
Yeah.
Take a look at some of the other. I just looked at Weitzman's and Meyer's team.
I mean, nobody's team really stands out. I mean, Daniel's definitely got a little head start with his 4-0 and 10 victory points, but
I might actually like your team for consistency the most out of anyone in that division.
And my team has been the most inconsistent. But
I know it's a rough start to the season overall. But the reason I say that is. You get two. Tannehill is throwing to nobodies right now because his top two receivers are out. Better days are going to be ahead for him. I mean, AJ Brown should also be back. Julio is going to be in and out the whole season. That's how Julio has been playing the past three seasons anyway. So I think better days are ahead for him. I like Gibson a lot. I like Hunt a lot. I think Latavius Murray. I think he's quietly having a decent season. He's had touchdowns in three out of the 4 weeks. You know, he put up 59 yards against who they play last week. I think it was Denver, right?
Broncos.
Like
great
defense. So right. I think he's sneakily going to be good. And I actually picked him up in my other league as well because I have that much confidence in him. I like Emmanuel Sanders. I had him in my other league and I dropped him. I think he's a great sneaky wide receiver three to pair with Ridley and Antonio Brown, I think will be enough to put up, somewhat consistent numbers. So
I was relieved when Ridley didn't make the trip to London because he's so bad. I don't know what the problem is with the Falcons. They can't create run plays for him. They force, like every time I watch him play, it's like throwing it through like the smallest window to try to catch him the ball. And he's got all these double teams and Cordell Patterson, meanwhile, it looks like fucking Jerry Rice.
Well, I mean, this is why Calvin Ridley was so good last season because everyone was going to
Julio.
And I mean, this we've seen this a lot with players, Juju Smith-Schuster, well, should be shit Schuster because that's how he's been playing this season. But, he had that amazing season opposite Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown is off the team and Juju literally hasn't had as many yards in the seasons that he's played all together in comparison to that one season. So some players are able to take advantage of, when there's not strong coverage on them and when they become the top dog, they're not ready for it, So that just shows you how awesome these top receivers are in the league that they're able to produce when everyone is putting everything that they are against them. So, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you end up the top of the division at the end of the season.
Wow, all right. I disagree with that. I think my best case scenario is I make the playoffs. I don't see myself getting a bye, but thanks for the nice words, then I guess. Let's talk about the real division, the real contenders, your division.
Let's give Rossett some love since he's talking about it a lot and how amazing is it fantasy football and blah 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 blah.
Let's pat him on the back and while we still have his attention because, I mean, we all know that if his team falters, he'll check out. Like Fred has, after just 2 weeks of being a top dog, and he lays a couple duds and forgets that he has to set a lineup.
Yeah. No, he set the lineup. He just didn't follow up after the injury news came out.
Okay. What did the vote come on that?
So we did not have a complete league participation in the vote.
Shocker.
Yeah, I know, right? We had a total of 7 votes from the entire league. So not enough voted yes to make it ineligible. 4 voted yes, 3 voted no.
That's broken. It should be, for that moving forward, like I get it when we're trying to change rules in the league and even like 6 people, but if you get 7 people to participate in the vote, then the majority of those people that took the time to vote should pass it through. And you should, if it's 4-3 yes, you should be fine.
Yeah, I guess we can consider that in the future. I thought that, I could rely on better league participation in week 5 for this.
Only the draft in weeks 1 and 2, probably.
I have no words. I don't know what to say, but
I saw that email that you sent out, I was afraid I was going to get put up for a vote after I had some guy that was a late scratch in my lineup. But who the fuck gets fantasy updates about their kicker being inactive? I didn't hear about it until like the second quarter of the second game.
Well, I'll tell you this. My opinion on this is I actually voted no, because I didn't think, I don't think this was an ineligible is probably not the best word. I think, as I'm thinking about it more, I think the best phrasing should be negligent. I think that's a better way to phrase it. And I don't think it was negligent because Fred played me. So I have email alerts set up. So when, your opponent sets the lineup, blah, 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 blah. So I got an email when a lineup was set up. So I know that he set up a lineup, after waivers processed. So not all of us pay as much attention. Gronkowski was ruled out. I don't remember.
Saturday.
Thursday.
I think it was later. I think it was like Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, I think it was Friday or Saturday. Now, some of us aren't checking stuff daily or even after we set our lineup. I know there's people in the league that they set the lineup and it's done for the week. So I can't, I don't think that this was ineligible / negligent lineup set this week. Now, if Gronkowski is in next week, then I would consider that. But
right.
People were clamoring for it. So I said, fine, let's put it to a vote and see what people said. So, I think that the votes speak for itself. It was a relatively even split on what people thought of it. So,
yeah. One reason that I was like, okay, yeah. One, you got to set the, like, now you got to draw, like, make an example of somebody. But also, it was a high profile player in a Sunday night football game. So, yes, if it was a noon kickoff, you didn't set it. But, like, I mean, Sunday night football, he had to have been watching football. I don't know. He didn't actually necessarily didn't have to watch football, but he probably checked the scores. And that I don't know. I just feel like that was more of a, I don't know.
I mean, yes. If you want to go into the nitty gritty about, yes, it was a Sunday night game and what you had ample time and ample because it was a high profile player. Yes. I'm basing it off the fact, my approach is this. All right. Maybe somebody went out of town for the weekend and wasn't paying attention to the football games at all. It happens, like I've done it. I remember when I went out of town for something. I think it was in Vegas or something. And in my other league, like I had Chris Carson in the lineup. We were on mountain time, and he ended up being scratched, and he was in my lineup. Like it hurt me more than anything, but so it can happen. So, but like I said, That's my opinion on it. Other people think differently. If he's still in the lineup next week, I would change my vote.
Yeah, for sure. All right, moving on. Let's talk about the good things about this division because there are lots of good things to talk about. Besides Tyreek Hill and Mahomes for Ross's team, what else about his team is just kind of helping him run away with it? Because I'm looking at his lineup. His running backs now are a little banged up. Did he start Chris Carson today?
I don't know.
I mean, that could be a problem.
Yeah, big problem. There's not.
He did not. But he's got Chris. He's got Joe Mixon, who's banged up.
Well, I mean, did he start Sony Michel?
He started Michelle, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You better hope that Mixon plays then.
Yeah. You know, if Mixon doesn't play, it'd be interesting to see, because Jeff's not a guy that has a guy off the waiver that he's going to pick up and plug in. So if Mixon doesn't play, I know P. Ryan is already on Joey's roster. It's going to be interesting to see what Jeff, who he picks up to start as a running back with the players that are left.
Yeah. The running back core of his team is all of a sudden looking weak with the injuries that are occurring. So,
right. I mean, injuries occurring, bye weeks are going to start coming, creeping up on us. So I don't think he's going to be putting up 170 consistently too much longer. This week, Mahomes has to play Buffalo. Buffalo has shut out two teams. Like, I know they're not going to shut out the Chiefs, but like, it's not going to be like a pitch and catch for Mahomes and Hill this week. And, you know, looking at the rest of his team, and Brandon Cooks is usually pretty good, but the Patriots defense is solid.
But you got Davis Mills throwing the ball now. Like, Davis Mills did two weeks ago. I forgot who they were playing, where all he did was throw the ball to Brandon Cooks. But, you know, you get some tape on Davis Mills, and look what happens. You get shut out. So until Tyrod Taylor is back.
When he's coming back? Because he is on my IR.
He got put on IR, I believe, so.
Yeah, but then now they have like the 3-week IR, four, 6-week IR.
So it's at least two more weeks.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully he gets back to ideal with bye weeks, because Tyrod Taylor is also another underrated quarterback that he can get the ball to Cooks, and he can run the ball, and he can make plays down the field.
Yeah. The other, Deebo Samuel's playing out of his mind. I don't think he can keep up this pace, especially if Trey Lance is going to be the quarterback for the next few weeks. He's clearly the number one. He's the go-to guy. So he's going to be a serviceable like wide receiver one, but is he going to be elite putting up 30 points a week? No, that's not going to happen. So I agree. I think his team goes with the way Mahomes and Hill goes. And Mahomes doesn't always just throw it to Hill. So,
right. He goes to your guy, Kelsey. And then there's your team, the what does Costa call you? The lucky,
I don't know. Everyone's just jealous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Everything you touch has been turning to gold. But doesn't do you much good if it's in week 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, you have zero luck in your history of this league in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know.
But Sam Darnold, what do they call him? Sam Newton or Cam Darnold or something like that. Like, he's running, you know, all these rushing touchdowns. Kirk Cousins, who I feel like he does this every year. He looks like a legit fantasy quarterback in the beginning of the season, and then he tapers off. Same thing with Derek Carr. So I can't imagine your quarterback continuing to play like this. Your thoughts?
All three of them are playing way better than I expected. I knew that, you know, as soon as I blew my load on my running backs, wide receiver and tight end, I knew that I was getting hurting at quarterback. I never expected this kind of production. I still think Sam Darnold, is he going to be at this level? No, but I still think Sam Darnold is a serviceable, like, 18, 25 points a game. Like, I had him as my target towards the later round in quarterbacks for a reason. Number one, he's got.
What was that reason? What was that reason? What did he do in New York that you wanted to get him on your team?
Nothing he did in New York. Not a single thing he did in New York. It was what was being talked about him in camp, about people saying how good he was.
They talk about good things about players all the time in camp. It's the most bullshit.
Yes, I understand that. But you also have to look at the supporting cast that he has.
Yeah, he does have Christian McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, DJ Moore, which, you know, he was crappy last year with Bridgewater, but he was a stud with the year before with, who was it, Kyle Allen or something, I think, was the quarterback after Newton got hurt.
Yeah.
He was an absolute stud because he was on my team that year, and I know that. And then he has Robbie Anderson has a connection with him. I mean, we're not seeing that now, but they played together in the Jets, and Robbie Anderson had big games with Sam Darnold. And then you have Christian McCaffrey, who is the best pass catching one in the league. So he's got lots of good weapons around there. So no, did I expect him to be putting up the numbers he's putting up now? No. Did I expect him to be a very solid quarterback? Yes, I did.
Yeah, and then obviously your running backs have a strength as long as Cooks can shed this little injury he's got here and it doesn't linger. Eckler was being Eckler this week, and he'll probably continue to be productive for you. Your wide receivers, Robert Woods, finally showed up tonight. Last time I checked, he had like 10 catches and 120 yards, something like that. And that's going to happen. There's going to be weeks where teams are going to be like, okay, got to take Robert Woods out, and they're going to go to Kupp. And then so between you and Daniel, you guys will be trading off big weeks between the two of you. But yeah, I mean, obviously Kelsey gives you a huge advantage, and
don't forget about Scary Terry.
He hasn't missed a beat since Fitzpatrick went down. I think Heineke has been a pretty solid fantasy quarterback, and he's been definitely able to get the ball to Scary Terry. But just talking through it with you about you and Jeff right now, you guys sitting at the top of the league with your division with 9 victory points. I have to give you the nod to be able to outlast the rolling with Mahomes, which puts more pressure on you because you probably are going to get a bye. You're probably only going to need to win one game to make your third championship, but you got to win 2 in a row, buddy. Can you do it?
I've won 2 in a row before because I'm pretty sure I got to the championship game from being in, not having the bye. So I've won 2 in a row. Just the championship game. That's all it comes down to. But you know who's actually team is playing really well, but it's just had a really bad string of luck is Mito.
Because yeah,
he's third in the league with the total amount of points. He's only won one game, but he's got 5 victory points. And his team is good, you know, like isn't by accident that he's got 2 solid quarterbacks. Like I remember, like I was in a bidding war with him for Stafford because I liked what the potential that Stafford had in the offense, and that's obviously coming through. And then you know Zeke has been pretty solid. He's got 1 or 2 down games, but he's been pretty solid. And then Chase Edmonds has been better than expected, I would say. All the Lions can do is run the ball. They can't throw it. So there's a good core right there. And he's got Hopkins and then some other serviceable receivers. So
Mike Williams has been the steal of the draft. Not that Mito was like targeting him. I think I'm assuming he probably fell to him because nobody was bidding on him. But he's got him now. And he picked up Mooney, who could be a sneaky player down the stretch with him and Fields. Building some chemistry, and Cole Beasley's a pass catching machine, and obviously got Hopkins, and he picked up Dawson, who looks like he's going to be a pretty solid tight end week in, week out on that offense. And he's making moves every week. He's still engaged, even though he's 1-3. So props to him.
Yeah. I think, just as with, the teams we were talking about, that keep winning, but not score enough points. He's putting up points. He will find a way to get some wins. I think his team's a playoff caliber team, pending how the injuries roll out the rest of the season.
Another team that we haven't mentioned yet is Grant's team. I don't know. I can't imagine Russell's injury being too serious, but he still has 2 legit top tier quarterbacks. He's got Derrick Henry. AJ Brown, once he gets back from this hamstring injury, he's still got a guy that down the stretch, if he can get everyone healthy, you can't really count him out. I feel like he almost has a lineup of players that can get hot. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been pretty solid the last couple weeks, finding the end zone. James Conner is a goal line guy lately that's been getting a lot of goal line touchdowns. And I don't know what's going on in Pittsburgh with Big Ben, but Deontay Johnson is a target monster, and he also, if he can stay healthy, is a pretty pretty good wide receiver to have. And if Marquise Brown can catch the football like he did last Sunday, he'd be great. As long as he doesn't play the Lions, I guess, and drop 15 passes. I kind of like Grant's team still.
I like Grant's team from the beginning with the draft. I still like it. It's anchored by, like you said, the top quarterbacks. And Derrick Henry can win you a week by himself. And so all you need is serviceable pieces around it. So I like Grant's team from the beginning. So I think it'll be solid.
For sure. Any other thoughts on, I guess, the other two teams we didn't really touch on, Steve's team and Fred's team?
Let's see. Is there any, what's going on with Steve's team? Oh, yeah. Let's see why.
His quarterback's. His quarterbacks are a problem. I mean, Daniel Jones has been playing pretty well, but I mean, he shouldn't be a QB1. He shouldn't be your first quarterback, I guess. I mean, Cooper hasn't really done much since that first big game.
There's not much to carry your team there. So
yeah, he's gonna need some luck, especially in the position he's in right now. Being, how many points back is he? 5 points. He's not too far back, but yeah, he's got a tall mountain to climb.
Yeah, and then Fred's team, he's got some pieces there. He just gotta play his players. Like, put Barkley in your lineup now. He's back. So
right. That's tough. And he's got some quarterback issues also. Yep. I mean, when it's a super flex league and you have two guys that are, I mean, those probably are bottom 20, I mean, quarterbacks. I should look at where they stand.
I'd rather play Justin Fields over Big Ben right now.
I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks I'd rather play over Big Ben. I'd rather play.
I know. I'm saying
Tyler Heineke. I'd rather play.
No, but Justin Fields is not putting up a lot of fantasy points yet. That was the one I could think of. I would, I'd play literally every quarterback in this league except for over Big Ben right now. I don't even know
he's got, like, his wide receivers are guys that, like, should produce every week. Godwin, Lockett, and Thielen, those are good guys. He's got Chubb and Barkley. Gronk was killing it, he's got really no production from his quarterback.
But this is where management comes into play.
What are you supposed to manage? There's no quarterbacks to pick up off the waiver wire.
Not now, but there was at the
the first couple.
Fitzpatrick
weeks,
went down, and Heineke was available.
Sure.
Zach Wilson, I think you dropped him. Someone else picked him up. I would play Zach Wilson over Big Ben every week. I'm not kidding when I said I play every single starting quarterback except over Big Ben right now. I would drop Big Ben and pick up anyone who has a pulse that's a quarterback right now in the NFL.
So, oh man, this is bad. Points so far this year of the top, they've got 32 quarterbacks listed for scoring here.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger is 27, Mac Jones is 28.
Jeez.
So he's got, and the guys below him are Zach Wilson, Jacoby Brissett, Tyrod Taylor, and Trey Lance. So those are Zach Wilson, he went up against three of the top defenses his first few games. I think the game against the Titans is probably going to be more of what he's going to do week in and week out, not what he's done versus the Patriots and Broncos and Panthers. He gets, he put up a decent game, but that's bad. Fred, that's gonna be a problem.
Jacoby Brissett hasn't played all four games. I think he's played two and a half, maybe.
Yeah,
two. And then Tyrod Taylor's played
one and a half.
So, I'd rather play Jacoby Brissett right now.
That's crazy.
And I'm pretty sure Jacoby
Jacoby Brissett is available. So,
Jacoby Brissett is available. I'm saying this is where management of your team comes into play.
Right. All right. I don't even think we should waste our time giving a preview of this week. I think the people will enjoy what we talked about as a little update, and we'll go back to what we were doing last time.
I concur. I'll do it.
Oh, whew, I thought you were going to try to argue me on that one. Huh. Yeah, let's keep it short and content. It was a little bit different than normal. I think we kind of touched on everyone's team and kind of like a quarter of the season update. Yeah.
I like it.
I love it.
We'll be back to our regular scheduled programming.
Yeah, we should, unless I know I have a trip coming up in the end of October. Well, I'll have to miss, but yeah, we should be back weekly.
Excellent.
All right.
You
got anything you want to get off your chest? Outside of fantasy football? Yeah.
No.
Right.
No. I don't. Life is good.
Oh, that's all I wanted to hear. Make sure you're good out there in Texas.
Life is good out here.
All right, buddy. Good luck this weekend. All right, take care.